Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Dying, Samsara and Nibbana. Sayadaw delivered quite a few talks on Yamaka. Here are three talks of Sayadaw based on Yamaka Sutta. I had already translated some of them on Ven. Yamaka before. Therefore, here only translate some of the parts for contemplation. Closing square bracket. T1. Not understanding the kanda process that wrong view arises. The five mind moments also arose for the Buddha and Arahants at near death. For the worldlings after the five mind moments and death consciousness arises. His death consciousness is Dukkha Sakka and his birth consciousness is also Dukkha Sakka. Therefore, Dukkhas cease and continue to other Dukkhas if worldlings die. For the Arahants after the five mind moments and death consciousness arises, but not continues to birth consciousness. Instead, with the cessation of Dukkha and Nibbana arises. The permanent happiness arises. The stable happiness arises. The Buddha referred to Nibbana as the supreme happiness. Not the feeling happiness, Sukha Vedana as some Buddhists took it as the permanent heavenly bliss. Is it not the extinction? Some think that if an Arahant dies and becomes totally extinct. If you take it as nothing exists and become the view of annihilation. Akeda Ditthi. For the worldlings the processes are Dukkha to Dukkha. For Arahants, Dukkha to Sukha. It is very different. In the teaching of Buddhism or the right Buddha's teachings, you can't separate DA process and the truths. I.e., the Four Noble Truths. This point is very important for the right understanding of the Buddha's teachings. Because some Buddhists thought that the Arahants still had defilements. Their minds were not totally pure because they still had vasana, habitual tendency and selfishness. These misunderstanding arose because of not understanding of the DA process and the Four Noble Truths clearly. The Four Noble Truth, DA process and the Patthana conditional relations are the same things, from simple to detail processes. Worldlings continue the DA process, i.e., continue to Dukkha. Arahants cut off the DA processes, i.e., cut off Dukkha and Sukha Nibbana arises. Continued the Yamaka's story, after the Arahant dies Dukkha Sakka ceases and Sukha Sakka arises, the arising of Nibbana element. Without understanding of this point that people don't want Nibbana. This is one of the great problems of living beings. Because their bhava tanha was so strong that very difficult to let go of their craving, clinging and view on this point. Even the highest beings, the Brahma gods have bhava tanha. Therefore, some Buddhists preferred Nibbana to be atta. In Thailand some monks belong to a Buddhist sect even teach people as Nibbana is atta and wanting to make it becomes a popular Buddhism. It's becoming clear that the concepts of man and woman cover up on the five khandhas. If you separate and analyze each one of the five khandhas, then an Arahant is only a sign, board. With the contemplation of the khandha and you'll not see the Arahant but only impermanence. Note on the passing away of Buddha and Arahants, i.e., Parinibbana. Sayadaw mentioned in his talk, for the Arahants after the five mind moments and death consciousness arises, but not continues to birth consciousness. Instead, with the cessation of Dukkha, i.e., the khandhas, and Nibbana arises. The permanent happiness arises. Here a discussion problem arises from the point of Abhidhamma on the death consciousness of Buddha and Arahant. Some think that Buddha and Arahant passed away by inclining the mind towards Nibbana element. This is not true. The object of rebirth consciousness. The object of Bhavanga cittas arise between the whole life process and the object of death consciousness are the same. All of them are Bhavanga cittas, and taking the same object of near past life, which was appearing during the dying process as a rebirth sign object. Not only the Buddha and Arahant, all beings are in the same way. This is natural procedure of the mind. In the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, the great discourse on the total unbinding, it described the passing away of the Buddha as followed. The Buddha entered the first jhana, absorption state. Emerging from that, he entered the second jhana. Emerging from that, he entered the third jhana, up to the cessation of perception and feeling. From there, in the reverse order, the Buddha was descending to the first jhana successively, by entering and emerging. From the first jhana again, he successively entered the fourth jhana. Emerging from the fourth jhana, he immediately was totally unborn, i.e., passed away. What are the different between Arahant, including the Buddha, and other beings, including the Aryas of Sotapanna to Anagami? The Arahant mind is totally pure without any defilement, kilesa. There is no more conditions for the arising of rebirth consciousness. It is like the burning of a fire which needs fuel and fire for continuing to burn. Fuel is like the khandhas and fire-like defilement, ignorance and craving. Therefore, after the fuel is consumed and fire is gone out, extinguished is like the parinibbana of an arahant. For other beings, they still have new khandhas to arise with kilesas. Mogik Sayadaw referred to the passing away of arahant as the extinction of fuel and the extinguishment of the fire as nibban, Burmese short form for nibbana. There were some problems arose by some later Buddhists who postulated some views and ideas for some enlightened beings and their concepts of Nibbana as different from the Buddha. These special enlightened beings were higher than Arahants and Pachaka Buddhas. These beings were living in special heavens and coming and going to the human world to help or save human beings according to their desire, like the avatars in Hinduism. This Atta Nibbana is confusing people from the Buddha teaching in Nibbana, which also Anatta. Atta Nibbana or Nirvana is similar to the Hindu Moksha. Closing square bracket. T2. After dispelling Ditthi, it is easy to enter the stream. There are eight causes for identity view, Sakaya Ditthi, to arise. Talked about Ven. Tissa broke his legs for guarantee to the bandits who wanted to take his life. He practiced by separating Vedana was using the Anaka Nana. If you ask me, are the pains and aches caused by Vedana? You'll only see the arising and passing away. And it becomes Anaka and Magga. Is there any displeasure, Domanasa, arise such as it's too painful? Only has bodily pain, kayika dukkha, and no mental pain arises, cetasika dukkha. Pains and aches not arise in the mind. People are not seeing impermanence, that getting up and running away. These are not Vedana anymore if you discern its impermanence. I.e., for the contemplative mind, Vedana becomes Anaka, that it only affects the physical body and not the mind. So Ditthi, Tanha and Dosa do not come in. If not, with the repetition condition, Asavanapakayo, it becomes increasing and you can't bear it. Even Ven. Tissa could contemplate and overcame the great pain struck with the stone, meant it was not Vedana anymore. If an Arahant dies and it is not cutting off. And then what happened to him? Only Dukkha not exists. With the exception of Dukkha Sakka ceases and Nibbana arises, then nothing exists, Nibbana is not permanent heavens for special beings as some Buddhists think. In the verse of Anicca Vata Sankhara with the impermanence, Anicca vanishes and the conditioned arises, Sankhara. Again the Sankhara ends up with Anicca. Vanishing is Anicca and arising is Sankhara. In this way Anicca and Sankhara are going on in turn. Pains, numbness and aches are Vedana. With the dissolution of them are Anicca. Because the Buddha taught, Viparinama Lakhanam Dukkha Sakam, the characteristic of change is truth of suffering. Your dukkha is also known by animals, i.e., painful feeling. It can't realize the path and fruit. It is dukkha which abandons its intrinsic nature. You must discern this point. T3. In the Kanda, all the conditioned phenomena are arising and vanishing with a blip, that even you can't put a tip of a needle inside them. It's in dukkha and nothing is attainable. The five khandhas are except in perishing, dissolution and nothing exists. Therefore, it's dukkha sakka. Doing the merits of dana and sila with the wishes of not wanting this khandha is good. If not, you'll get back dukkha. Someone is alive without knowing the truth is like animals. So don't live a life like a human beast. Discerning impermanence is knowing the truth. Continued Ven. Yamaka's story. Mind, body dharma arising are for dying. It dies after that. This is the dying disease arising and its death. Can you say it as my khanda, or it happens in accordance with the dharma nature? It happens in accordance with the dharma nature and not self, anatta. You just contemplate the impermanence. It'll enter the stream by itself. The first knowledge is turning towards rising and falling. After, if you don't want dukkha and nana, turns towards nibbana. The yogi knows his own cessation of dukkha. It also had evidence. If no, I'll not talk about it. I.e., evidence of the suttas. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena, how to contemplate and realize Nibbana. The process was the same as mentioned before. You'll ask me, does this physical body disappear? The yogi is seeing impermanence and not the body, hands and feet. With the continuous contemplation of impermanence and nana becomes mature to the point of just only dukkha and not wanting. And then all the impermanence disappears. With this, the emptiness arises. Nibbana arises in the knowledge. It means the defiled mind, kilesa, creates the khandhas. People outside him see the khandha. But the yogi himself not sees it, i.e., his own body. Your duty is the contemplation of impermanence. And Nibbana arises by itself. When it's arising, how the yogi experiencing it? It's like pouring with 100 buckets of water and feeling coolness in the knowledge. Normally the khandha is burning with the fire of lust, anger and delusion. It could happen at any time if you're practicing hard without giving up. So don't doubt about it. It was like a sore on your hand, after it was cured and sucker left behind. With dukkha ceases, peace and coolness, Santi Sukha is leaving behind. Therefore, does it totally disappear or dukkha ends? Sayadaw continued to talk about Ven. Yamaka later became Arahant after entered the stream. The five khandhas are coming to murder you. But you're looking after it. You have to leave them as strangers. Keep them as insiders that you were murdered by it in every life. You were not murdered by others, but with one of the five khandhas. Giving some of the examples. Every dukkha comes from the five khandhas. The nature of them is oppressive, palana. Contemplate them as these are not me, not I am and not mine. And then, they can't kill you. Asking you for the contemplation is to know them as strangers. There is no affection for it if you know them as aliens. With the Samadhiya dies and it can't make the Kanda. They come to murder us, but we go and attach them so that meeting with dangers. We must talk about on killing Tanna if we want to attain the higher path knowledge. It is also seeing the impermanence, also start with Anaka. But contemplate them as murderer, alien, Vardhaka, Parato. Sayadaw had penetrative wisdom. His talks were simple, clear and profound, and it went straight into one's heart. We need to use it for contemplation very often, and it develops our wisdom faculties. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Don't get lost in sufferings. You all who want happiness are simply seeking for the world of beings, Satta Loka, and the world of planes, Akasa Loka. If you're praying for Satta Loka, that is praying for aging, sickness and death. Changing of Akasa Loka is also changing the places for burying the corpses. I.e., the 31 planes of existence. The conditioned world is also not good, i.e., Sankhara Loka. It's ending with impermanence. Formations are Sankhara, i.e., the 5 khandhas. Vanishing is Anaka. These are arising and vanishing. Therefore, you have to practice for the transcending of Sankhara Loka. Sankhara Loka is the world-worn, outliving beings. Sankhara Loka is the most important one of the three. Without it, all living beings are in peace and supreme happiness. It's very important for all Buddhists, especially for yogis, to understand the Sankhara Loka or Sankhara Dukkha on the conventional and ultimate levels. Only with these two knowledges we can walk or work on the middle way and let go of all clingings, which are the sources of all different kinds of dukkha. Human beings and societies are the best Dharma lessons and Dharma objects for studies and contemplations, which confirm what the Buddha taught for 45 years. Satta Loka and Akasa Loka are mostly coming from the human mind, the Sankhara Loka. Any loka is not good. If we don't get out from these three worlds, can't stop sufferings to happen. If you're looking for goodness in loka and will never have it. If I give you the blessings also become empty. In loka nothing can be finished. It's going on and on. If seeing impermanence, Nana abandons Kanda and Kalesa. Therefore, Ditthi and Tanna die. Someone dies with this mind and born in Sugati, here referred to the heaven. He will enter the stream after arriving there. Death consciousness and birth consciousness are close to each other. Anantara Pakayo. Proximity condition, no intermediate state and not a soul or entity. Therefore, these Dharma are arising there. Even enter the stream is earlier than arriving there. Sayadaw didn't explain what it meant and why. With the Abhidhamma knowledge, it can be possible because the mind is rising and falling faster than the body in 20 times. Therefore, insight knowledge is quite beneficial. With Ditthi falls off and entering the stream. With the Ditthi Tanna dies and not falls into Apaya. He continued to talk on the practice up to the path knowledge arises. Inside knowledge, Vipassana Magga, abandons the Kanda and Kalesa, but not see Nibbana. Path knowledge abandons the Kanda and Kalesas and also sees Nibbana. These were mentioned in the Melinda Panna and Visuddhimagga texts. After Vipassana Magga ends and Nibbana arises, Anantarapakayo, proximity condition. Continued to talk on the five faculties, Indriyas. In the five faculties, mindfulness, sati, is never excessive. You must always have it and watching the objects. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Three knowledges of the first discourse. This was a talk on Sakka Nana, Kikka Nana and Katta Nana mentioned in the first discourse of the Buddha. And it has to be related to all Buddhists whatever their traditions are. Sayadaw's explanations were simple, profound and clear. And it was always for the practical purposes. It made us to remember the teachings and the greatness of the Buddha's chief and great disciples, such as Ven. Sariputta, Ven. Maha Kakayana, Ven. Panna Mantaniputta, etc. A lot of gratitude is arisen from our heart to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. But some Buddhists took them as selfish beings. They were totally wrong and misunderstood the Dharma. It was like saying as the purified mind was dark and ignorant, or totally purified water still had pollutants. Closing square bracket. To know the truth, Sakka, is the most important. Others such as Dana, Sila, Samadhi and insight knowledge are supporting factors. A person doesn't know the truths only turning towards Dukkha. People are seeking things wrongly, even though the teachings on the truths do still exist. These wrong seeking are family matter, wealth, fame, etc. You all are encountering the great things. You have a good teacher who can teach Sakka Dharma. You have the Nana ear for listening. The Buddha Sasana still exists. You are still alive. You have the kamas to attain the path and fruit with these 4 points. To support his points, Sayadaw gave the simile of a blind turtle in the ocean and also mentioned the former 2 teachers of the Bodhisattva. I'll talk about it and let you know the truths. There are 3 knowledges. 1. Sakka Nana, knowledge of the truths. It's the lower level of the knowledge. 2. Kikka Nana, the functional knowledge. It is the middle level of the knowledge. 3. Katta Nana, the higher level of the knowledge. 1 is knowing about the 4 truths. 2 is the practicing knowledge of the development and the abandoning of defilements for the realization. 3 is the accomplishment of the practice. Whatever Dharma arising and knowing as Dukkha Sakka is Sakka Nana, except Lobha or Tanha, greed or craving. Knowing about Tanha is knowing about Samudaya Sakka. Knowing Lobha or Tanha arising is Samudaya Sakka. With Tanha ceases and know as Nibbana is Nirodha Sakka. Whatever Dharma arising and knowing with the truths are Sakka Nana. I.e., this is Dukkha Sakka. This is Samudaya Sakka, etc. It is not contemplating with insight yet. Whatever Dharma arising and know the 4 truths with the analyzing. These were the knowledge of Khandana in the first discourse. This knowledge is knowing with the analytical knowledge of whatever arising Dharma. Let's talk about the functional knowledge, Kikka Nana. This knowledge is important. Sakka Nana is knowing in accordance with the teacher's teachings. Whatever arising Dharma is, it knows both its arising and falling away. And then it is Kikka Nana thoroughly knowing him as Dukkha. There is only Dukkha arising and Dukkha falling away, nothing mixed up with it. This is knowing Dukkha Sakka with fully understanding, Paranaya. The impermanence of Dukkha is the function of Dharma and knowing about it. The function of knowledge Kikka Nana is practical knowledge. Sakka Nana is normal knowledge. Kikka Nana is penetrative knowledge. Whatever arising in the Khanda thoroughly knowing as except Dukkha and nothing exists, is Kikka Nana. Khanda is always telling about its function. But you don't connect them with Nana. Therefore, you don't get Kikka Nana. You must have to connect with it. Every day it'll tell you the uncountable functions. You attain the uncountable kicker nana if you're connecting with it every time. For example, from the carcass of the putrid cow, whichever part you cut it with the knife and only get the putrid meat. It was quite a strange simile, but it touched the point. Whichever part of the human body is beautiful. It's only foul and loathsome, giving us a lot of troubles and sufferings. So Sayadaw translated dukkha as disgusting and useless. Duk equals disgusting, ka equals useless. In the same way, whatever the kanda is showing you, it's with only dukkha, and not showing you as sukha. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Instruction on dying. When you all were young and with ignorance had done foolish things before, you should never think about these things during the practice and non-practice. You have to forget about them. Don't let worry, kakaka, come in, sitches. It's still not finished yet, if you're making merits. Restlessness, adaka, and worry are arising to people who have dispersed minds. Without dispersion, it'll not arise. These are two fearful dharmas. It is kakaka after doing bad things and becoming worry. It is also kakaka to worry about not yet doing good things. Everyone has these dharmas. When will these dharmas arise? These may come as near-death kammas, asana kamma. Even you have looked after your sila and done merits for your whole life, they may come in and give the results. Sayadaw gave the example of Queen Malika. Maranasana kamma is the kamma which is close to death. Birth comes after death. Therefore, it is also close to birth. The mental state of worry and difficulty with this thing sent her to hell. Queen Malika had performed great dana and merits in her life. But once she had lied to the king for a minor thing and worry arose in her near death. Sayadaw continued to talk that instead of contemplation one's own merits, kaganusati, at near death, it's better to contemplate the kanda with insight. For this point he gave the example of Ven. Phaguna. So every Buddhist should prepare for this beforehand. Now you all are getting up when become tired, and also in torpor, i.e., during sitting practice. At the time of death, accept vipassana and there is nothing can be relied on. So if you make exertion can become a sotapanna to arahant. At the Buddha's time some attained dharma in this way, e.g., Ven. Tissa, Ven. Channa, etc. This is near-death wholesome kamma, kasala asana kamma. At that time, who will relax on his effort and desire, chanda. Also it becomes habitual kamma, asanaka kamma, with the practice of the contemplation of impermanence before death, and one continues with the practice near-death and it becomes near-death kamma. Continued the story of Ven. Sona's father, who was a hunter before. Later he ordained as a novice and near death, he saw the sign for the bad destination. But with the help of Sona, he changed the bad to good destination. So it can be changed for near death kamma. Worry and remorse can be changed. Therefore, at near death good teachers and friends are important to help for the dying people. The best way is changing by oneself with the contemplation of impermanence. So practice is important for the preparation because of the uncertainty of the dying moments. Told another story of Ven. Tissa and his new robes. This was one's belongings tormenting oneself. The Buddha had mentioned that it was frightening for foolish people having wealth and fortunes. Without these things, it was better for them. Here foolish person, Bala, does things harmful to himself and others in this life and future to come. Even the Buddha said all the human problems, sufferings and natural disasters were made by Bala people, not by the wise person, Pandita. The Buddha mentioned the causes of the problems and the ways to deal with them in many suttas. The old things become renew again and tormenting you. Don't think about the old unwholesome things. You have to think what is happening in the present kanda. This becomes right thinking. Thinking back the bad things become active phase of cognitive process. This mind is re-tormenting you. You encounter sufferings by thinking of not good thoughts. Contemplate its impermanence if they arise, and it becomes anicca and magga. You are changing them into anicca. Queen Malika and Ven. Tissa were not changing them in this way that fell into hell and became a louse. Continue with the vipassana practice, also make it not arises. Contemplate its impermanence if they come in and it becomes maggas and no need to fear about it. It becomes vipassana and also a good change. You will fall into bad destinations if you don't know how to die. Whereas will go to good destinations and nibbana if you know how to die. I am teaching you to nibbana with the worry and remorse dharmas. In another way, I am teaching you how to die. Restlessness, adaka arises and you think that the mind is running away. The mind doesn't go anywhere. It's only aiming at the object. I.e., thoughts, dhammarams. Like a telescopic mirror aiming far away. Restlessness arises at the heart, base, hadayavathu, and it may be aimed at the faraway object. Restlessness arises at the heart base and falls away at the same spot. Don't contemplate at the object, but at the place which arises. Turning your mind towards the heart base where it arises and falls away. If you take the mind as running away is the view of eternalism, sasata ditthi. It's the same view as the soul, life goes out. The view of the existence of a soul is a great problem. Even still many Buddhists are thinking in this way, and including some Buddhist monks. What a pity it is! Exclamation mark.